What creates our lives? I think it's the stories that we tell ourselves. Those stories are what give us our memories. They shape our feelings and they drive our actions. And they help us, ultimately, to create the life we want for ourselves and our families. The stories we tell ourselves are most important at those critical junctures where we're challenged, where we're exhausted, where we don't know what way to go, where we're trying something new or trying to build something new, where we know that we want something different. At those times, the stories that we tell ourselves play a critical role in our success or in our failure. On today's episode, I share with you a new way to write your own story about your life, your past, your present, and your future. If you're ready to shape your life on purpose, then you have to check out this episode. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Hello, my friends. In today's episode, I want to share with you a new framework for how to think about your life. And it's in a story format. Why does this matter as a working mom? I know you have a million things to do. I know you're juggling lots of stuff at work, lots of projects, maybe a lot of employees, maybe a lot of direct reports, maybe a lot of customers, a lot of problems. I know at home, you're carrying the mental load. I know that you have a ton happening at home, from cleaning and cooking and getting all the things ready and getting all the kids signed up for all the activities and managing all the doctors and dentists and haircut appointments. I know you have a ton going on. I know you have a lot that you want to do for yourself, too. And yet, I hope that today's episode gives you a chance to pause, to think about what it is that you really want to create in your life, and how do the stories that you tell yourself about your life impact what you create. I hope that you see that this tool is something that you can use to create anything that you want in your life, to create the kind of life that you want. It's so incredibly exciting. You could write your story any way that you want. The possibilities are limitless. All it takes is a little bit of time, a little bit of creativity, a little bit of commitment to give yourself some space to think, to dream a bit. We are the stories that we tell ourselves. I love hearing people's stories. And so often from their stories, you can tell where someone is headed. You can tell if someone is likely to achieve their goal by the story that they tell about it. You can tell how someone's job is going by the story that they tell about it. You can tell whether they're likely or not to get the promotion, to get the raise, to succeed, to move up, to get the project, to get the award, all from the stories that they tell. And you can tell if they're thriving at home too, again, based on the story that they tell about their life, about their day. Are they busy? Are they booked solid all the time? Are they running around like a chicken with their head cut off? How do they describe their day? That's likely to tell you a lot. And this is why you hear people talking about the importance of the stories that we tell ourselves. You hear people talking about the need to change the narrative. But really, when they talk about changing the narrative, what they should really be talking about is empowering people to choose their own narrative. At the end of the day, humans are storytellers. We have the power to tell beautiful, exciting, dramatic, frightening, amazing, limitless stories. And the stories that we tell each other, they become self-fulfilling prophecies. If you pay attention, you'll start to notice this in your life and in those around you. people become who they explain themselves to be. It's not wishful thinking. It's really a form of intentional living, even when we don't know exactly that we're doing it. And so this exercise that I'm going to teach you about today is about writing your own story about your life. And when we do this exercise, we are going to assume two things. The first thing that we're going to assume is that whatever you have experienced, that there is some gift or some lesson to be learned from it. Now, when we do this, it's not to say that a tragic or a traumatic experience is okay or somehow positive or a good thing or something that you deserved. We are gaslighting ourselves into thinking that the death of a loved one, for example, was a good thing, or that we needed to learn a lesson and that's why we have some awful disease. Absolutely not. That is so messed up. It's so toxic. It's so harmful. The saying that everything happens for a reason is truly one of my least favorite sayings because of this. And yet, we are going to release some of the resistance that we have to those difficult experiences and allow us to suspend our judgment around that situation for a moment so that we can be more empowered by it. So we stop resisting the reality of what is. We stop fighting with reality. And this allows us then to really create and build a life of our own choosing, to write our own narrative about what that meant. So you can cultivate more of what you want, and you can choose your own adventure, if you will. I have found that being willing and able to hold space in your own mind and to allow for the possibility that perhaps even an experience that was negative or difficult or very disheartening, maybe even traumatic, very depressing, if you can allow the possibility that that experience may have something that you gain from it, that can be a very critical component in helping you to move forward and now be able to create life on your own terms. So that's the first assumption that we're going to make. So rather than arguing with what we've experienced or resisting it in some way, we're just going to assume, for purposes of this exercise only, that there is some gift or lesson that we can pull from it. The second assumption that we're going to make is much funner and lighter. So that's the good news. And that assumption is that you have the time, ability, and capacity to make your life, from the writing of this story forward, whatever you want it to be. You get to make your life whatever you want it to be. And you have enough time, you have enough ability, and you have enough capacity to be able to do that. This means that when we're writing this story, you get to get creative. You get to dream as big as you want to dream. We're going to assume that there aren't barriers or that you will overcome them to create the results that you want in your life. And it's okay to do this because what we're doing is writing a story. Our brains like to find all the reasons for why something is absolutely impossible or it won't work. And so that's why this assumption is so critical at this juncture, because what we're really just trying to do is write a story. And stories can be filled with magic. So we have the ability here to write this story in any way that we want. We don't want our brains to get in the way here, and so we're going to let them off the hook and let our brains know ahead of time that there are no barriers here. Nothing is impossible. Whatever we have to overcome, we can overcome it. So those are the two assumptions that we're going to be assuming for purposes of this exercise. Now, here's how this exercise works. The goal here is to write the story of your life. We're going to break it down into chapters. So to begin with, grab a pen and paper or somewhere to jot your thoughts as you go. And then get into your body. Get out of your head and into your body by really grounding yourself in your body. Clear your mind. Do some meditation. Maybe do some deep breathing exercises. Really feel into your body and get grounded in it. Once you've done that, think about how old you are. And then divide that number by 5. Each of these 5 groups represents one chapter of your life, one chapter of the story that you're going to write as part of this exercise. So for example, I am 41. So for me, My first chapter is from ages 0 to 8. Second chapter, ages 9 to 16. Third chapter, 17 to 24. Fourth chapter, 25 to 32. And fifth chapter is 33 to present day. So that's 5 chapters. For these 5 chapters, what you're going to do is you're going to ask yourself 3 questions. And as you do this, sit with your pen and your paper and ask yourself these questions very gently. As you're pondering these questions, jot down some notes about what comes to you. Don't feel like you need to write it out in a narrative form by any means. Don't even worry about getting everything. Just get the big, most juicy or insightful pieces. You don't even have to use proper sentence or grammar. It can literally just be jotting down notes. The idea is just to get an idea of the story that we want to tell ourselves. So here are the 3 questions. Number 1, what were the most memorable or formative events or experiences of this time, this era, if you will? For me, I was in elementary school during that first era, so I picture myself during that time and I jot down a few notes about my most memorable experiences that come to mind immediately. So there is one caveat, though, to this part of the exercise. If you have experienced a traumatic lived experience during this time, don't think about that in detail for purposes of this exercise. You don't need to write about it. And indeed, depending on where you are in your journey with it, it may not even be a safe or healthy choice to try to process that alone at that time. So just if something like that comes up for you, just notice that and then move on. The second question to consider, after you have considered what the most formative experiences were during that time, ask yourself, what did I learn about myself during this age? What strengths did I develop? So for example, for me, I know from doing this exercise myself that one of the early strengths that I grew when I was at that first era of my life, if you will, ages 0 to 8, was storytelling. I loved to tell stories as a kid. And I will tell you something, like honestly, I had completely forgotten about that until I did this exercise. I loved to tell stories. I loved to make plays. I loved to really perform plays for my class or for my family or for whoever. It was something that I just enjoyed so much, and it brought me so much joy and happiness to do that. During that time, I grew that strength of being willing to put myself out there, even as a kid, being willing to write down the ideas I have, finding ways to form stories in logical ways that made sense. And to be completely 100% honest with you, until I did this exercise for the first time myself, I had forgotten about that experience. In that way, this exercise made a big difference in my life because it reminded me of that. And I hope that you have a similar experience in doing it. All right. So the third question is, how did this age or this experience prepare me for the life I want to create? Now, if you can't answer that question just yet, because it can be kind of a doozy, don't worry too much about it. Just allow it to percolate around in your head. And I think that as you really begin to do the exercise and think about it and write about it, maybe even think about it over the course of a few days, you'll start to see how some of those early experiences have actually shaped you and prepared you for what you want to do now. With all of these questions, you want to come from a place of self-love and self-compassion and non-judgment for yourself. I find that when I look back on those early years, especially of my younger self, I find it really hard to judge that person. Because as a child, I was so innocent and so trusting and so full of light and so aware that there were so many possibilities in this world, that there was so much beauty in this world itself. And so when I think of that, I don't judge myself as much. So do whatever you have to do to really get yourself into that place of non-judgment, so that your own critical eye, your own self-criticism, your own judgmental nature is not a hindrance to you in this exercise. So here again, as a reminder, are those 3 questions. You're going to ask this for every chapter, every era of your life. Number 1, what are the most memorable moments or experiences? Number 2, What did you learn about yourself during that stage or that age or that era? And number three, how did this era of your life prepare you for the life you want to create now? Do this for each of those age groups that we discussed early. Ask yourself these three questions for each age group, all the way through all five chapters. Now, once you do that and you have the notes written down, go back and look at your notes, read through them, and think about how uniquely you this story is. That uniqueness makes your story precious and beautiful. Look at how each era in your life has led you to where you are today. Make space in your mind for the possibility that maybe you are actually right where you should be, right where you need to be. You are exactly the mom that you are meant to be at this moment, exactly the employee, exactly the friend, the partner, exactly the human that you're meant to be right now. Nothing has gone wrong. And all of this, all of the things that you've experienced have led you to where you are today. And maybe today, as you sit here, you are enough, just as you are. Maybe you're perfect. Maybe you're perfect in your imperfections. Make space for the possibility that you are so worthy of everything that you want out of this life. Notice how the way that you think about your life truly matters. The story that you tell yourself matters. The way that we view our experiences matters. If we can view our experiences from a place of strength, if we can use them to our advantage, or at least not be burdened by them, then nothing will stand in the way of us creating the life that we want. So truly take some time to reflect on this and on your own personal life story in all five of those chapters. And then let's write the next chapter together. To do that, think about where you are right now in your life. And imagine what it is out of this time, out of this era of your life, if you will, that you really want to get out of it. So if you have been thinking in terms of 5 years or 10 years, depending upon your age. So for example, I was thinking of 8 years. What is it that I want to get out of my life between the ages of 41 and 49? When I think about that, I know that I want to show up as the mom that I've always dreamt of being. I want to bring joy to my kids' life. I want to practice joy. I want to cultivate a practice of joy so that I can teach them how to do the same. I want to be good at whatever career I am in. I want to feel like I am contributing in some fashion and in some way, and I really want to serve others. At the same time, I want more creativity and more movement and more fun in my everyday life. So those are some of the things that I really want to get out of it, and I have loads of ideas on how I'll get there. And this podcast is not possibly long enough for me to share them all with you. Plus, some of them are not quite ready for the world in that way. What about you? What do you want to get out of this next chapter in your life, out of this next era? Please don't be held back in your thoughts or ideas about what you want to do by things like time, money, health, or other so-called practicalities. Don't get bogged down in the hows here with this lesson. Remember what we said at the beginning? You're just writing a story. So truly anything is possible. And there can be magic in stories. We're looking here to be creative and to be open to possibility. So ask yourself, what do I want this era of my life to look like? And then ask yourself, how has my life thus far given me everything that I need to be able to create that life? All of the motivation, all of the passion, all of the confidence, all of the resources that are needed to do it. Remember that you're focusing this work on the current era of your life so that you can think intentionally about what you want to create in this next chapter of your life, this next, for me, 8 years, maybe for you, 5 years or 10 years or 12 years or 15 years. If you are struggling with this part of the story that you're writing about your life, just know that nothing has gone wrong. Sometimes we need a little bit of space, so it's okay to take a break from it and come back to it. It's okay to let our minds percolate on it. It's okay to take a walk. It's okay to put it in a drawer for a day, a week, a month, whatever. But do please come back to it and maybe think, are there other questions that I could ask myself? So to kind of get the creative juices flowing, maybe you would ask yourself, what would you do this year if time and money were not an issue? If you were guaranteed to be successful, absolutely successful, whatever that means to you, what role would you take on at work and why? Why would you do that? What business would you start and why? What does an ideal day or an ideal week or an ideal month look like for you right now? It is my hope that writing this next chapter of your life is the absolute funnest for you. That when you write this chapter, you are open to all the possibilities, that you let them just flow through you. Allow yourself the freedom in this exercise to imagine your life as you want it, and to know that all of your life thus far has prepared you for it. Please don't get bogged down in the hows of it all at this point. Instead, when you think of the challenges, consider how your life thus far has prepared you to meet and overcome that challenge or obstacle. And if you think of a way in which it has, write that down. How are the strengths that you've developed going to prepare you for this now? Let's tell ourselves a new story about our past, and let's write the story that we want for our future. This is the work of cultivating the life that you want. And my friends, as always, no one is going to do this for you. You can choose to live a life on default. You can live the story that someone else has written for you. You can live the story that your parents have written for you, that your friends have written for you, that your family has written for you, that your work or boss has written for you. That is an option for you. Or you can decide today to write your own story. There's only one way to do it, though. You have to go first. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.